He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is tax day. Do you know where your 1040A returns are? I hope you do, because you want to get them in on time. I used to be one of these guys that would be at the post office every April 15th at 11:45 p.m. till I learned you can file for an extension, give yourself a little more time, a little more breathing room. So anyways, today is that infamous day, April 15th, 2014. And we have the markets doing pretty well here this morning. Maybe this vicious rotation that has taken place in the market is abating, and maybe now we're finally settling in to new leaders. I see an article in the Wall Street Journal this morning, value is the new momentum. I couldn't agree more. More on that in a moment. The Dow is up 68 points right now. The Dow is at 16,241. The S&P 500 is up 9 points right now. It's at 1,839, where it's been parked all year long. It's been a few points above the line into the positive for the year. It's been several percentage points below the line. We've had 7 to 8% swings in the market so far this year. That's called volatility. We've also had a major rotation out of momentum into value, out of the U.S. into the international markets. I talked about this at length yesterday with Bloomberg Radio. Talk about that also in a moment. The NASDAQ is up 15 right now. Boy, I don't know about that NASDAQ. It's at 4,037. That's where the heavy damage continues to be. Will it resume leadership? I doubt it. We've got the 10-year yield at 2.66% this morning. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. It's also the Best Countries Now Radio Hour. It's also the Best Asset Classes Now Radio Hour, and it's also the Best Sectors Now Radio Hour. Do those sectors remain the same throughout time? No. If we look at the leading sectors 1 year ago, they're at the bottom now. And if you look at the ones that were at the bottom last year at this time, they're at the top. And I told you all along, while I was a broken record, every morning I just played a little recording of me saying, the leading sectors in the market right now are biotech, internet, healthcare, and pharmaceuticals. Week after week after week. This went on for 15 months. That's a good thing, because that's called a trend. And when a trend is in place, you could take advantage of that trend and you can ride it for all it's worth. But every week in my newsletter, I followed up with the following words, the caution. At some point, these sectors will no longer be leading the market. They cannot lead the market forever. No good thing in the market lasts forever. And I talked about this at length yesterday. I got a call yesterday morning. I'm a regular guest on Bloomberg Radio, either with Pim Fox in the afternoons, which is, what's the name of his show? Taking Stock, or I'm on in the mornings, Tradar Radar, with one of the other hosts. But I've been on with Pim Fox many, many times in the past. And this time they wanted to talk to me about the biotech stocks. A sector that I rode for all it was worth for as long as I could. For 15 months, anything that you can order through your pharmacist, find out who the maker of it is, those stocks were flying off the shelf. And even companies with drugs not on the pharmaceutical shelves, but just in the pipeline of a laboratory somewhere, were flying off the shelf. Now, for whatever reasons, you know, sometimes I don't even ask. I just do what the market tells me to do. For whatever reasons, this was the area of the market that the market was enamored with. This was the girl that just moved into high school from out of town, and every guy in town wanted to go out with her because she was the new kid on the block. Well, biotechs aren't exactly the new kid on the block, but they do fall in and out of favor, just like fashions. I had a little discussion with my wife last night. I said, you know, I remember when plaid was in. She said, honey, that was a long time ago. I remember when cuffs were in. I remember when denim was in. I remember when pleats were in. I remember when they were out. You know, fashions come and fashions go. And usually they come back around again in some kind of different form, right? The stock market is no different. Sectors are in fashion for maybe a spring showing, maybe a summer showing, maybe even into the fall. And then different sectors start to rise up. And I was asked by Pim Fox's co-host, and I can't think of her name right now, but she's been his co-host for a long time on Taking Stock. That was the one who was conducting the interview with me. She says, Bill, what about these biotech stocks? You warned several weeks ago to flee the biotech stocks. Aren't they good values now? Shouldn't people be buying these things now? Don't they present opportunity? Boy, where have I heard that before? I said, you know, you could have made that same argument last year at this time for the emerging markets, because they were down and out, and U.S. stocks were roaring as we entered into 2013. You could have made the argument, isn't this a good time to buy gold now that it's down so low? Wasn't it a good time a year ago to buy emerging markets? My answer to that question is no. I require three things in my investing. I'm a hybrid investor. Value is one component of my investing style. Performance is the second component. Look at the performance of the biotech stocks. I just had a report go up this morning on Seeking Alpha, a very in-depth report on Biogen, a stock that I believe is one of the best of class drug stocks in the entire market. And it has very good value right now. But the performance is horrible. The momentum grade is F, and the chart is in a downtrend. Okay? Having been through a few wars in my life in the stock market, I've seen lots of so-called opportunities, quote, opportunities, end quote, come along. I remember back in the year 2000 when the dot-com stocks were getting clobbered. And I remember the analyst of the day, like Henry Blodgett, coming on and saying these stocks represent good value right now. And I look at the stock charts at that time and I said, why are they getting bludgeoned, Henry, if they represent such good value right now? I saw Apple hit $705 a share. That was the top. And then I saw it turn around and started dropping. I got out at $650. And I said, flee Apple. The trend has turned around. The performance in the stock is gone. And all the way down, you know what I heard? It presents good opportunity right now. Well, it presented good opportunity to a lot of people at 705. When it went down to 650, it was even better opportunity. When it got down to 600, and then you start to hear the mantra, if you liked it at 700, you gotta love it at 600. Next thing we know, it was 500. Now, they would say, it's really dripping with value. Yet I would look at the stock chart and say, it's still in a horrible downtrend here. I don't like to buy stocks in downtrends. That's the third part of my investing philosophy. I like strong stock charts. Then it got to 400. Well, if you liked it at 700, you got to be in love with it at 400, and pretty soon, 350 is where it finally found a bottom. It's had a few rallies since, but it's not the stock that it used to be. And I don't think that the biotechs are going to roar back and assume leadership in the market anytime soon. And I told Bloomberg Radio, Taking Stock, that the market has moved on. Why do I want to mess with these stocks when there's so many new leaders emerging in the market? I've been there, done that. And it may be years before the biotechs come around again to their moment in the sun. I don't know. We'll let the charts tell us. We'll let the rankings tell us. And then she specifically asked me about Tesla because the guy before her was touting Tesla, what a value it was. I said, you know what? I believe in Elon Musk. I believe this is going to be a very a good stock over the years, but now is not the time. This is now a market that doesn't want to have anything to do with high PE. Now, there may be a few exceptions here and there, but for the most part, you've got to move towards value. And like I said yesterday, money is moving overseas. You can change with the market, or you can stubbornly stand there and continue to get pummeled. This is Bill Gunnarsson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Also, like I say, the best indexes in the world right now. I've told you that the U.S., after leading, being atop the leaderboard, who was this 20-year-old kid that was leading the Masters? He finally fell at the very end. Couldn't quite pull it out. And a Bubba come along. Bubba celebrated at the Waffle House. Now, that's my kind of guy. Just a down-to-earth. My wife loves the Waffle House, where everybody says hello when you walk in. And greasy spoons all across throughout the South. Anyways, the leaderboard changes from time to time in the market. The U.S. was atop the leaderboard for 2 years. Boy, was that good information to know. I didn't even have to mess with spreading any money around to China or to Japan or to Russia or Latin America or Asia. I just kept it right here in the U.S. and exploited it for all it was worth. U.S. small caps, U.S. mid caps. So it's also the best index, the best countries to invest in now radio show. This is also very critical information to know. You got a 401k, if you're going to be at your place of employment for the next 10 years, there's going to be a lot of cycles that come along. And you can either change or you can invest in that S&P index fund and ride through those 50% drops like we had in 07, 08, or you can try to do a little bit more of managing, active investing as opposed to passive investing, and everybody has to decide for themselves. It's also the best asset classes now. We knew that just to avoid bonds last year, which got thrashed. We knew to avoid gold last year, which got thrashed. Now this is this year. Last year, the best asset class in the world was U.S. small and mid-cap stocks and micro-cap stocks. Now it's 2014, and it's changed considerably. It's also the best sectors of the market now. Those four sectors, those four horsemen are gone from leadership. No more pharmaceuticals, no more biotechs, no more internet, no more healthcare. Now, at the top of the leaderboard, one of the leading sectors in the market is energy once again. And it looks to me like this is the real deal. I have greatly increased my exposure to energy stocks over the last 4 to 5 weeks. They show up in my aggressive growth accounts, where I've added several small and mid-cap stocks that are involved in fracking in one way or another, or involved in oil production in one way or another. In my conservative growth accounts, you'll find several energy representatives there now, along with international stuff. And even in my income accounts, you'll find some energy stocks. The pipeline stocks are on fire right now. And even in my speculative little trading account that I'm having so much fun with, you'll find quite a few energy stocks right now. One stock that I currently own, I've known about this stock for a long, long time. In fact, it was one of the 53 chosen ones. Many are called, but few are chosen. In my book, Best Stocks Now, the name of the company is Carbo Ceramics. It was in vogue, and it was hitting new highs when I wrote the book back in 2011. By the way, the book is not really the stocks that I chose. It's the methodology that I used to choose those stocks. And that book is still available on my website or through my app. We send out several a day, pwstreet.com. It's also available, I believe, through Amazon in an e-version. Carbo Ceramics is the name of the stock. It's headquartered in Houston, Texas, home of the Houston Astros, who are kind of a resurgent team. We're kind of watching them. They used to be in the National League. Now they're in the American League. That's kind of an unusual thing to do, but it happens. I think the same thing happened to the Seattle Seahawks. They changed leagues. Houston's also home to the Houston Rockets, which used to be the San Diego Rockets. I can remember going to San Diego Rocket games when I was growing up here in San Diego. They had the Big E, Elvin Hayes, at that time playing for them and others. But San Diego couldn't support an NBA team, and they moved to Houston. Then we got a second NBA team, the Clippers, and we couldn't support them. They moved to L.A., where now they've become one of the premier teams in the NBA. But there's also a company there in Houston called Carbo Ceramics. What did they do? Make pottery? Urns? No. They produce and supply ceramic proppant. What in the world is ceramic proppant? And resin-coated sand used in hydraulic fracturing of natural gas and oil wells. You see, the proppant and the resin-coated sand holds the fracture open while they extract the good stuff. That stuff that they call light sweet crude Texas tea out of the ground. And there's big demand for proppant. There are several other proppant stocks. And Carbo Ceramics is one of the leaders. Carbo Ceramics is now a $3.2 billion market cap company. And you know the drill here on Gunderson Capital Management's Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We take these stocks through the three requirements that I have in order to even consider purchasing a stock. And by the way, Carbo Ceramics is a stock that I own for my clients in my aggressive growth accounts because it's a small cap stock. It's $3.1 billion. Carbo Ceramics over the last 10 years has almost tripled the returns of the market. It's delivered 13.9% per year, while the market's delivered 5. Over the last 5 years, Carbo Ceramics, CRR, has delivered 38% per year, while the market's delivered 16.8. It's more than doubled the returns of the market. Now, here's the catch. Over the last 3 years, Carbo Ceramics has underperformed the market. Why? Because the go-go stocks took charge. The momentum stocks. Ceramic proppant is not as sexy and as glamorous as a new cure for hepatitis C. And yet we need oil just about as badly as we need cures for hepatitis C, I guess. Keeps the economy going. Over the last 12 months, over the last 3 years, Carbo Ceramics has greatly underperformed the market. And that's created value. Now, the stock has come storming back recently. It has a momentum grade of A because over the last 12 months, it's up 52%. The performance has come back to the stock. All of a sudden, it's popular once again. Kind of like Plaid. Let's look at the value. Well, the stock is trading currently at 24 times earnings, which doesn't sound real cheap on the surface, but all of a sudden, oil profits at companies are going up. And the stock's expected to grow by 17% per year. When I do the math and carry out those earnings over the next 5 years and apply a multiple, I get a $257 target price. It passes my performance test. It passes my value test, and it comes in at number nine, out of 3,817 stocks. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, where we have just seen a total upheaval and sector rotation in the markets. I don't know how many people out there are reporting it and keeping up with it. I talked to a guy the other day. He has an account with me, and he has an account somewhere else. And he said, "I had to call these guys and tell them to sell my biotech stocks. They had no intention of selling them." And I said, "What else do they own?" "Well," he says, "they still own a lot of internet stocks, and they still own a lot of drug stocks." And I said, You know what? To each his own, but to me, it doesn't sound to me like they're in tune with the markets right now. But then there's that buy and hold mentality. You know, we've bought this for the long haul, and we're going to ride through thick and thin. We're going to ride these things down 30, 40%, even 50% or more, and someday they'll come back. I just don't have that mentality. I'm sorry. The market rotates, and the markets go through cycles. We're in the sixth year now of a bull market. We're in the latter innings of a bull market, okay? As you go through different phases of the economic cycle, it favors different asset classes. It favors different types of stocks. And as you enter into the latter stages, look, you know, 6 years is long in the tooth of a bull market. I'm kind of a 7-year cycle kind of guy. I don't think there's anything set in stone. But I think we're in the latter innings, maybe the 6th, 7th inning of this current bull market. And that's usually a stage that favors other areas of the market, global areas of the market, and also the low PE value infrastructure types of stocks, natural resource types of stocks. And that's the phase we entered into. I didn't know we were going to enter into it so quickly. Oh, my gosh. It's like these people were telling us about a little restaurant when we were down in La Paz. She said, if you blink your eyes, you'll miss it. And we blinked our eyes and we missed it. We had to go by several times. It seems like this sector rotation, if you blinked your eyes, you would have missed it. It happened so quickly. But there were a couple catalysts involved, and I mentioned this on my Bloomberg appearance yesterday. One catalyst was Henry Waxman rattling his sabers at Gilead Sciences about the price they were going to charge for their hepatitis C drug. That sent the entire pharmaceutical group sector into a dizzy, into a tailspin. And you can argue, well, it was looking for a reason to sell off anyways, and that's probably true, but I would say that that was definitely a catalyst that you can link to the massive sell-off. And then pretty soon, as the massive sell-off began in the biotechs and the pharmaceuticals, people started saying, hey, wait a minute, those are high PE stocks. Let's look at other high PE stocks. And boy, social media sure fit in there. Yelp, Yahoo, TripAdvisor, Priceline, and other internet stocks fit in there, and a lot of the drug stocks fit in, and pretty soon you had a tailspin in high PE. It was also helped along big time by Ms. Yellen's comments about interest rate hikes now looming on the horizon. No longer is it an indefinite thing that you can't even see. Now there's a speck on the horizon approaching. And that speck's getting bigger by the day. And it's getting closer by the day. It's called a Fed rate hike of 0.25 point. I don't know when it's going to come, but at least we know it's out there right now. This also sent a shiver through the high PE stocks. Okay, so you could continue to chase them all you want. You could continue to sit and wait for them to come back and for them to resume leadership again. I'm just telling you from my 20 years of experience, when a leadership area of the market falls, man, it just doesn't come roaring back. The emerging markets fell from grace 2.5 years ago. They're just now starting to come back and resume leadership. So you can do whatever you want to do in your style of investing. One of the worst things you can possibly do is fail to admit when you're wrong. And I've seen people stand in front of freight trains, failing to admit when they're wrong. No, interest rates will be fine. The bond market's fine. And then the freight train runs them over. Okay? Then they're failed to admit, well, you know what, it was because of this or it was because of that. And another bad thing you can do is hold up your fundamentals in front of the freight train. Okay, here comes this front freight train called sentiment. Sentiment. And you're holding up a sign, stop. This stock has great fundamentals. Next thing you know, the train's gone by. You're like the cartoon. You're laying flat on the railroad tracks on your back, holding your sign that says fundamentals, and the people on the train are just laughing. He tried to stop a freight train with his fundamentals. And I've heard fundamental arguments. That's why, personally, look, I like Jim Cramer. He's entertaining and whatnot, but he's completely fundamentals. He says, I don't even look at stock charts. Which worries me. That really bothers me. Because I've seen too many sentiment freight trains running over fundamental stubborn investors in my life, and it's not a pretty sight. You have to look at the stock chart. You have to look at what's going on in the world. You have to look at the sentiment. You have to look at where the stock is ranked overall. And you can't just look at it where it's ranked overall from a value point of view. You could say, well, this is the cheapest stock in the market. Yeah, well, this day-old fish, three-day-old fish, is the cheapest protein in the market, too. Why is it so cheap? Because sometimes it stinks, that's why. I don't know. You know, I just don't like fundamentals only. Nor do I like momentum only. Because you could say, well, you know what? These biotechs, they were the momentum darlings. They're going to come roaring back. Or they're going to go forever. Momentum people tend to think that stocks go forever. And you got to realize that as stocks rise in value, the value goes away. It's a two-edged sword. As a stock goes up, so does its P/E ratio. And that's why the value part of the app tends to balance out the momentum, performance side of the app. Because as the stock soars higher, the valuation gets worse and worse and worse. So that value side of the equation starts to temper the momentum side. I just think that you have to weigh them both in your mind. And thirdly, I think you need to know how to read a one-year stock chart. I really never got to it, but yesterday in my Bloomberg interview, I really wanted to get to the point because, you know, you're limited on time. You never know when they're going to say, okay, thanks for your comments, blah, blah, blah. But I really wanted to tell her, she was trying to make the case, the contrarian case for biotech stocks at this time. Well, aren't there a lot of opportunities out there? And what I really wanted to tell her was, yes, from a valuation point of view, you could make that argument. But valuation is just one leg of the stool that I like to stand on. The other two legs are performance. And if you look at charts of the biotechs, they're still in downtrends. Performance is awful. They've gone from A momentum grades to F momentum grades. And third, the third leg of the stool that I like to stand on is the stock chart. I like a good, healthy stock chart. In my analysis of Biogen over the today's, it's on the Seeking Alpha, you can read a very in-depth research report that we did on Biogen, one of the leading drug manufacturers in the world. Big, big franchise in with their multiple sclerosis drug and many, many other drugs in their pipeline. And I can make a very, very strong value case for Biogen right now. But the other two components of that equation, I can't make a case for at all. What happens when you stand on a three-legged stool that only has one leg? You're tilted way over to the side here. You're never going to get a light bulb in that way. What happens to a three-legged stool that's missing one leg? You're going to climb on that stool. You're going to end up on your face more than likely, which I've done a time or two. That's why I try not to change the light bulbs at home. I'm getting too old for that. But I like all three legs of the stool. I do like valuations and cheap stocks and stocks that make sense from a value point of view. But I also like good performance. And I also like good stock charts. And the former leaders lack that. And it may be a long, 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 long time before they get those two legs of the stool back. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back for the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
The There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, which has several subtitles. Like I say, Best Countries in the World Now, Best Asset Classes Now. As you know, I'm not an asset allocator. I like being involved in the best asset classes at any given point in time. Thank you. It could also be called the best sectors in the market now, which we've already identified as brand new crop of leaders. Energy service, energy production, infrastructure, utilities. It's a whole new ball game right now. Which takes me back to 2008. When I first set out to put my spreadsheet, which tracked the various areas of the market, into app form so that it would fit. So this giant spreadsheet would fit on a little handheld device called a smartphone. The aim of it all was, over time, I've seen missing pieces to the valuation puzzle. I've seen way too many value traps, but at the same time, I knew that valuation was critical in evaluating stocks. I learned that lesson in 2000, and I think a lot of other people learned that lesson in 2000. We learned it in the housing market in 2007. Single-family homes don't go up forever. Stocks don't go up forever. Valuation chickens come home to roost. But I also recognized that performance had a lot to do with investing. Momentum is an important part of investing. Listen, if you've watched any sport in your life, you've seen momentum shift back and forth, whether it's a college basketball game, whether it's a high school soccer match, whether it's the Stanley Cup playoffs, momentum shifts back and forth. Momentum is a good thing. And when momentum is gone, it's very hard to get it back. So I've always wanted to marry the two, momentum and valuation. And thirdly, since day one in this industry, I have loved looking at stock charts. I go back to the days of AIQ, where every day we would update that day's action in the market and add one more little dot to our charts and carry our charts wherever we went. I used to get the chart books from IBD delivered in my driveway on the weekends, the daily graphs. Of course, it's all online now. I have my charts on my iPhone. I can sit on an airplane waiting for takeoff, which I did recently, and scrolled through about 200-300 charts while we were waiting for clearance for takeoff. It's a wonderful world that we live in today. But here's the results of that effort that I made in creating that app, and I keep fine-tuning it just a little bit. I have only tweaked it a little bit since it first came out in 2009, 2010. But my whole goal was, number one, to be able to spot when the market was starting to change. And as you know, with the help of my app, on January the 3rd of this year, I put up a yellow flag after being fully pedal to the metal. Let's make as much hay as we can while the sun shines. But I started to see things that were troublesome. I didn't quite know what was coming, but it was troublesome at the same time. And then I started selling My triple-digit winners, Dexcom, Illumina, Jazz Pharmaceutical for 110, 120% gains. I was backing out of the biotechs because I could see the money was starting to dry up. And another goal of the app was to see where the money was going to, where it was leaving and where it was going. And I started seeing other sectors of the market start to rise. And yes, I got caught up in the last little bit of the tailspin that the market went up, or the first part of the tailspin. The tailspin got a lot worse after I backed out. And then I started looking for where the money was flowing, which is the other big purpose and objective of the app. And I saw the money flowing into an area that I've been completely out of for the last 2.5 years. That was the emerging markets. In fact, I've written several articles about Montezuma's revenge and avoiding those emerging markets. But then it started showing up numerically, mathematically, in the app. And I started sitting up and taking notice. And now it's almost turned into a gusher of money flowing not only into low PE stocks and to other sectors of the market, but also overseas. So I believe that the app that I invented has accomplished the task that I wanted to accomplish with it. It's not perfect. It still takes the human touch. The app can't look with two eyeballs at a one-year stock chart, which is very necessary in my opinion. I do that on a daily basis with everything I own. But at least it tells me which charts to look at, because I can't look at 3,800 charts every day. Instead, it tells me just focus, Bill, on these 200 or 300 today. And a lot of times they're the same 200 or 300 for weeks and weeks and months and months. So if you haven't tried the Best Stocks Now app, there's no excuse now. It's on the internet. It's on the PC. BestStocksNowApp.com. You can track the countries every day in the indexes. You can track the asset classes every day in the asset class area. You can track the sectors every day. And then you can go into the leading sectors and find the leading stocks. There's only 145 stocks right now that meet my criteria. Last November, December, there were 600. That tells you how the breadth of this market has gotten worse and worse and worse and worse. But there still is leadership in the market. It's just in a completely different area of the market. And it doesn't involve so many stocks as it did before. It's much more narrow. So I'm very happy with what the app has produced. I'm happy with the tool that it is for me to keep me in the right areas of the market and out of the wrong areas of the market. And of course, I summarize what the app tells me every weekend. If you don't have daily time to look at it, well, I have a weekly newsletter. Go to my website at pwstreet.com. Also, BestStocksNowApp.com, or you can call us at 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.